From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Top leaders in the Senate under increasing pressure to do something about the rising number of foreclosures in the housing market opted to put aside some of their differences today and get moving on a plan. Under terms of an agreement between Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, lawmakers agreed to end weeks of bipartisan bickering. Reid said senators have set an arbitrary deadline of tomorrow to try and bring the measure to the Senate floor.
I am confident and very, very hopeful that this is going to be a breakthrough, not only for this piece of legislation, but what we can accomplish in this very difficult political year.
Helping to break the logjam was an agreement to drop a controversial Democratic provision that would have allowed bankruptcy court judges to cut interest rates and reduce the principal on troubled mortgages. There have been estimates as many as 2 million homeowners could face foreclosure by the end of next year. All across the country today, independent truckers are slowing down or bringing their rigs to a standstill to protest the high cost of fuel. From member station WBGO in Newark, New Jersey, Andrew Meyer reports.
At one rest area on the New Jersey Turnpike, truckers gathered to stage a vocal protest against the high price of diesel. A spokesman for the Turnpike Authority said truckers were moving at about 20 miles per hour for as far as the eye could see. It's all part of a loosely organized national protest by independent drivers hoping to put pressure on the Bush administration to stabilize fuel prices by dipping into the country's oil reserves. Police outside of Chicago ticketed a trio of truckers for impeding traffic on one interstate. Near the Port of Tampa, about 50 drivers idled their rigs, saying they simply couldn't afford to haul their loads for what contractors are paying them. The protests are scattered because the national trucking companies refrained from getting involved, as did the Teamsters Union. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Meyer in Newark.
Senator Hillary Clinton says she is not giving up the race. Speaking to about 800 delegates at the Pennsylvania Convention of the AFL-CIO, Clinton likened herself to Philadelphia's cinematic icon Rocky Balboa. From member station WHYY, Susan Phillips reports.
Senator Clinton positioned herself as the underdog, drawing parallels to the South Philadelphia boxer portrayed by Sylvester Stallone in the 1976 film Rocky.
Now, Senator Obama says he's getting tired of the campaign. His supporters say they want it to end. Well, could you imagine if Rocky Balboa had gotten halfway up those art museum stairs and said, well, I guess that's about far enough. That's not the way it works.
Clinton is responding to calls from some Obama supporters to get out of the race. Clinton told the labor crowd that she would create 3 million new jobs by investing in infrastructure. Senator Obama is scheduled to address the conference Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 391 points today, a gain of more than 3%. The S&P was up 47 points. This is NPR. The recent upsurge in violence in Iraq has put on hold plans by Britain to begin withdrawing forces from the region. Britain's defense minister today told members of the House of Commons that with the current situation in Iraq, in his words, unfolding, troop withdrawals are being stopped for now. Prime Minister Gordon Brown last year announced plans to reduce British troop strength in Iraq from the current 4,000 to around 2,500. The latest upsurge in violence in Iraq comes on the heels of a crackdown against Shiite militias being carried out by Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. New York's proposal for congestion pricing took a big step forward yesterday when City Council voted 30-20 in favor of a first-of-its-kind plan. If approved by the state legislature, drivers would have to pay to enter a central business district during peak hours. From member station WNYC, Matthew Sherman has more.
The City Council vote came after a dramatic two-hour floor debate, during which opponents from the city's farthest reaches argued that the $8 fee was elitist. But it's not just Manhattanites who support the plan. Council members representing the Bronx and Harlem say that a congestion fee would actually be good for the city's poor, since they overwhelmingly take the subways. The fee is supposed to raise $500 million a year for New York's public transportation system, as well as reduce traffic and improve air quality. The vote is a major victory for Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who modeled the plan on London's five-year-old system. But the bill faces stiff opposition in the state legislature, which must vote in the next 6 days before it can become law. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Sherman in New York.
The nation's industrial sector continued to show signs of contraction last month. The Institute for Supply Management and National Purchasing Managers Group said today its manufacturing index was at 48.6 in March. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.